Adam Chickson, first of all, welcome back.
Yeah.
When did you know you were coming back?
I got a call yesterday or so, and then it was just a sort of surprise, but it was a good surprise. I went out on loan to try and get back into this Brighton team, and for me it was a good loan spell, but where I'd want to be is back playing for Brighton.
When did Gillingham? What was behind that? Why Gillingham?
It was just obviously they play a bit of football, and it's Peter Taylor's obviously there, and they got some good bunch of lads who do pass it. So it was a good decision for me to go there and get some game time, and we done well there. But obviously, again, I say I wanted to be in this team.
When you got the call, did you think you'd be figuring tonight? When Sammy, presumably it was Sammy who called you, was it?
Nathan Jones called me and just said, to come back and obviously train and get ready for the game. But that's why I went out to go and perform, and that's why I want to be in this team. And again, I'm just saying, I worked that hard to get this chance, and hopefully I can hold it down on position.
How much of a challenge was it to come from League One football back into Championship football?
I mean, it is a challenge, but I keep my standards very high to myself personally, and I try and give energy every day in training, and my attitude doesn't change for the game, so my levels of performance try to keep it really high.
You've been away from the club, you've come back. Obviously, it's difficult
yeah.
times here, there's no hiding
yeah.
that. What's your feeling, coming back to the club today?
Well, I just think, with the lads, if you see, we went to the last minute of the game. We kept going and we kept striving for that. Obviously, that point today, obviously, we're being 1-0 down. But, all the lads kept going. I can see it in training. We keep going. And, when lads give everything they've got, it will change.
Very difficult for the manager in this position as well, isn't it? I mean, what was the feeling in the dressing room afterwards?
It was the attitude. I thought, obviously, we were down to lose. We're passionate lads, and, it's frustrating. Obviously, to give everything, that's what the lads for, and to give all that we gave on the pitch and not to come off with anything, it was disappointing.
What about some of the senior players in the dressing room? What were they saying, like the club skipper and some of the
yeah,
senior
yeah.
pros who are in there?
Yeah, no, it's just, obviously, it was just, that final end product, they obviously weren't there, but, the attitude was there, and if we want to get out of this, the attitude's got to be there day in, day out, and it's got to be there every single day in training and every day in the game, and obviously it will turn around.
Got a feel for the manager in positions like this, but it is one win in 17. Did the players feel that they sort of owed the manager performance tonight?
Most definitely. I mean, he does everything right, and he does everything in the right way. It's just obviously the results ain't there, and down to players and down to manager, we get judged on results. But what else can you do apart from keep going and keep giving everything so you can look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day?
Yeah. How popular a figure is he around the dressing room, Sammy Hupia? How are the players feeling tonight, for example?
Yeah, I mean, he's a really man management guy, and all the lads respect him. And as a manager, obviously, you want respect from your players, and we always give everything for him. And I think it showed today. Obviously, the result weren't there, but I think the lads kept going right to the last minute, and I think that gives obviously confidence to how much we believe in him.
Difficult question, Adam, and I know you've been away for a month, but what about the manager position now? I mean, the players must talk about that. What do the players think tonight?
Well, obviously, it's just we've got to keep going. I mean, what do you want me to say? The lads obviously believe in the manager and believe in it is the way he wants to play, and if you wanted to hoof it long or whatever, it would be a different style of style. We're Brighton FC, we play football, and we believe in the philosophy that he brings to the club. So in the games, we try and do everything he wants us to do, but obviously we need results with that.
How do you find the confidence of the lads? Because when you're losing so many games,
yeah.
it must start to drain confidence a bit.
Of course it drains confidence, and other days, like, all these chances were turning to goals, but we got to keep going. We got to keep positive, because we're footballers. At the end of the day, we come in, and if we're all down and we're all doom and gloom, you're not gonna get anywhere. So I think as a group of players collectively, we've got to pull together and obviously look forward to the next game. Every game's a massive game now.
You've got the shirt now. It's going to take something to get it off of you, isn't it?
Most definitely. This is what I've obviously come to Brighton for, and I've been waiting for that shirt and the nod for quite a long time now. And you're going to have to fight me to try and get it off me now.
It has been a long time. You've been understudy last year to Steve
yeah.
Award and just playing the odd cup match. How frustrating is that, Adam?
Of course it's frustrating. For me, I give so much every day, and I just want to be playing football. I love football. And I'm gonna portray that on the pitch and give everything I've got, and hopefully I can keep that spot, honestly, yeah.